This is Chef Life Radio. I'm Adam Lamb. This is a show for chefs and culinary leaders who care deeply about the craft, but are no longer willing to sacrifice themselves to survive the business. We don't do motivation here. We don't do hustle theater. We talk about choice, agency, and the quiet moments where leadership actually happens. If that resonates, stay with me right after this message. Stop chasing stars and start building a career that actually works. Join the national champions at AB Tech in Asheville for hands-on training that respects the hustle without losing the soul. Real tools for real chefs at abtech.edu/culinary. Welcome to Holiday Hell Week, Chef. For those of you about to be rocked, we salute you. If you're deep in the thick of it, congratulations. At least you know you're alive, even if it feels like you're dying or like something's got to give. It will, but not right now. This isn't the moment for grand experiments or brazen declarations. That'll only add to the load. You've got this. Deep breath, Chef. And take one step and another. Just focus on being 1% better than yesterday. That'll be enough for today. No matter how busy it gets, it'll slow down. This will pass. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your resilience. Thank you for taking care of your customers and your team. Thank you for taking one for the brigade, standing tall and frosty, and doing what needs to be done. I'm recording this episode during the 10 days between Christmas and New Year's 2025-26. But every hospitality year has at least four, maybe six holiday hell weeks. Depending on your operation, it might be Memorial Day, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, Valentine's and Mother's Day. They don't just hit for a night, they ripple for days. Shoulder season, in season, off season is often tougher when staffing guides are still tied to cover counts. If your business lives on tourism, you already know. And if you're listening during one of those rare moments when you can catch your breath, good. Save this episode. You're going to need it soon enough. Enough said. I want to start with something that landed in my inbox recently. Not a testimonial, not a win, just a moment. A chef I once worked with wrote, "Chef, I want to take a minute to thank you." He told me he landed a new role right in his wheelhouse at nearly double his current salary. He described prepping for the final stage when a voice popped into his head. Mine. "How are you, chef?" He answered the way we all would. "I'm good, chef. Just finishing a few garnishes." "That's nice," I said. "But I wasn't asking about the prep list. How are you, really?" With 30 minutes to go before plating, he paused. And in that stillness, he realized that he had spent the last 11 years in total immersion. Work, reading, studying, talking about work, proving himself in the grind. No relationship outside the kitchen. No time to think or do anything else, lest he get left behind in the dust. He wrote, "You're the first person in my professional life who kept asking how I was, not just how the work was." Apparently, that moment changed something. And I guess it still does. That's what this episode is all about. He finished his email by saying something else. He felt guilty. "I feel crooked taking a job at that salary. Shouldn't the money matter less than the work? Isn't this supposed to be about passion?" That's also what this episode is about. So let me ask you, chef, how are you? Really? Do you sometimes feel like a shark? If you stop grinding, proving, caring, if you stop moving, do you die? This episode isn't about work. This episode isn't about working less during the holidays. That's a fantasy. It's not about balance myths or self-care slogans. This is about leadership. Yours. Because the holiday season doesn't create problems. It reveals them. Pressure doesn't invent dysfunction. It exposes weak systems, unspoken agreements, and exhausted leaders. How you lead when the heat is highest tells the truth about your culture. If you stay with me, we're going to talk about why survival mode is a lie leaders tell themselves, what constant motion helps us avoid, and what it actually takes to come through season intact. not heroic, not numb, intact. Quick pause. If this conversation is hitting and you want a place to work this out in real time with other chefs, that's what the Leadership Lab is for. It's not a course. It's not coaching theater. It's a room where we slow things down enough to tell the truth. Links in the show notes. All right, let's get back into it. In kitchens, exhaustion gets rewarded. We learn early that being tired means you care. We joke about it. We bond over it. We wear it like a badge of honor. Chefs are like sharks, right? If we stop moving, we die. So we normalize depletion. We call burnout commitment. We shame anyone else who won't go all in. We just need to get through this shift, this hour, this day. 4 more hours, y'all. But here's the truth nobody wants to say out loud. Survival mode might get you through a shift. It will destroy a culture. Survival mode narrows vision. It makes leadership reactive. And eventually, everything becomes about control instead of care. Somewhere along the line, we stopped asking the most important question. Is this sustainable? Or is it just familiar? Is this all there is? You already know this day. The dishwasher called out. The vendor shorted the order. Catering added 2 pop-up banquets after you placed your orders. Now you're covering saute just to keep the wheels on the bus. And then someone calls out, time check, 10 minutes, and then this. You feel it in your chest before it hits your thoughts. So you do what you've always done. You step in. You cover. You push. You move faster. I'll deal with this later. But later never comes. Motion becomes the strategy. Not success. Just survival. No one checks in. No one names the strain. Everyone just keeps moving. What looks like leadership on the surface is actually avoidance underneath. You're not leading the team. You're outrunning the truth. Survival mode tells you to stop. Survival mode tells you stopping will break everything. But what it's really protecting you from is having to feel how fragile the system actually is. No amount of bodies will ever fix a broken system. This is where the leadership loop begins. Most chefs already know when something's off. They feel it before they can even explain it. But dealing with those problems? Not today, man. Too busy. But if you can see it, it's time to deal with it. Step 1, name it. Call the cracks where they are. Step number 2, contextualize it. Pressure exposes weak agreements. Explain why change matters. Step number 3, model the behavior you're asking for. Step number 4, hold the line. And this is where people pleasers struggle. Holding the line feels risky. Pleasing feels kind. They are not the same. Leadership is not fixing. Leadership is not directing. Leadership is witnessing. We avoid hard conversations, not because we don't care, but because we think we need the answers. So we stay busy. We keep moving. That's our solution. But what your team needs isn't solutions. They need a clean container. 10 minutes per person per week. Set the time, set the container, bear witness. If you don't build containers for honesty, pressure will build them for you. And you won't like the outcome. Depleted leaders don't just suffer quietly. They become unpredictable. Unpredictability erodes trust faster than anger ever will. Your team doesn't need your sacrifice. They need your steadiness. Steady state. Self-care isn't indulgent, it's operational. When your nervous system is fried, everything downstream distorts. Can't lead others if you won't lead yourself. Let's talk about home. Have you told your family what this season actually requires? Or do you just disappear and hope they understand? Unspoken expectations or silent betrayals? Work-life harmony isn't equal time. It's named expectations. Sure, everybody knows the deal. Everybody knows the cost. But not everyone consented to this. But it's never too late to ask. That's leadership too. Stillness terrifies people who equate motion with worth. Rest isn't quitting. It's maintenance. When rested, you step off the line, nothing breaks. What does break is the story that says, if I'm not exhausted, I'm not enough. Clarity is what leadership actually runs on. This season will pass, as they always do. How you show up will linger. Don't try to be better. Be clearer. Clear with yourself. Clear with your family. Clear with your team. If we never stop moving, we don't die. We just abandon the life this work was meant to support. Hope is not a strategy. Endurance is not leadership. Professionalism does not mean disappearing from your own life. The chefs who last aren't the ones who move the fastest. They're the ones who know when to stop and why. This should be hard, but it shouldn't be harsh. If the kitchen is taking more than it's giving, it's time for some preventive maintenance. Big thanks to Carolina Health and Wellness for sponsoring our mission to make kitchens more human. Their link is in the show notes. This didn't start as obligation. It started as love. If something shifted today for you, don't rush to fix it. Just sit with it. I'll see you next time. Stay tall, stay frosty, and lead from your heart. Until next week, this is Chef Adam Lamb.